Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Luke Burbank has the lead, Peter. He has 3 points. Roxanne Roberts and Mo Rocca are tied for second. Each has 2.
Well, we have flipped a coin, and Roxanne is elected to go second, so Mo, you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, American Airlines announced that it was blanking.
Filing for bankruptcy.
Right. Violence erupted at a California Walmart on Black Friday when a woman blanked rival customers.
Pepper spray.
Right. After the Federal Trade Commission complained that it deceived users by failing to protect privacy as promised, blank agreed to a settlement.
Google.
Facebook.
Oh,
on Thursday, President Obama and his family officially lit the national blank.
Christmas tree.
Right. A duck hunter in Utah was treated for minor injuries after his dog blanked.
Bit him.
No, after the dog shot him in the butt with his own shotgun. After 32 years in office, Massachusetts Congressman Blank announced he would be retiring.
Barney Frank.
Right. 3 decades after he tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan, lawyers for Blank argued that he is not dangerous and should be released.
John Hinckley.
Yes. Sir. Police were forced to remove a woman from a symphony performance in Washington State after she blanked.
Passed gas really loudly?
No.
Sorry, that's gross. But I mean,
after she shouted, boring, at the performers. So the woman apparently did not care for the symphony's interpretation of the music, even or especially because her own daughter was a musician in the symphony.
It's hilarious.
What were they playing?
I can actually tell you because this happened in my parents' hometown.
Did it really? What happened?
Well, one of the pieces they were playing was from Carmen, the dun da 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 da, like that. Yeah.
That's
that
not
one.
Boring.
I know, right? So the lady was both rude and not musically accurate.
Carl, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Mo had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points, and Mo has the lead.
Well done, Mo. Yeah, that was good. All right, Roxanne, you're up next. Please fill in the blank. This week, Hillary Clinton became the first senior U.S. official to visit blank in over 50 years.
Burma.
Right. In a surprise move, the Manchester Union Leader newspaper endorsed Republican candidate blank last weekend.
Gingrich.
Right. When the patent protection expired on Wednesday, the FDA approved a generic version of the cholesterol-lowering drug blank.
Oh, I don't know how to say it. Not Lisistrata.
No.
Lepitor. No.
Lepitor, yes.
Lepitor, all right.
Lisistrata would have a very different effect. A club in Arizona is offering kids the chance to pose for a picture with Santa Claus and his blanks.
Guns.
Machine guns, yes. Yeah. This week, NBA player Chris Humphries filed to have his 72-day marriage to blank annulled.
To Kim Kardashian.
Yes, on Thursday, Kanye West, Adele, and Bruno Mars received the most nominations for this year's Blank Awards.
Grammys.
Right, Pope Benedict is being sued for blanking in Germany.
Not wearing a seatbelt.
Exactly right. In the Pope-mobile, the complaint states that Pope Benedict XVI has repeatedly flouted German seatbelt laws, traveling for hours in his Pope-mobile without buckling up. Officials are likely to go easy on him, even though he has so far failed to deliver a promised character reference from God. Carl, how did Roxanne do in our quiz?
Roxanne had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. Roxanne has taken the lead.
All right, so Carl, how many then does Luke need to win?
7 correct answers.
All right, Luke. Here we go. Roxanne did it. You can do it. Here we go. Late on Tuesday, Vice President Joe Biden made a surprise visit to troops and officials in blank.
Afghanistan.
No, actually Iraq. Speaking on Thursday, President Obama announced $50 million in new federal funding to help eliminate blank.
Afghanistan.
We're halfway there on that one. AIDS is the answer. HIV/AIDS. After his staff demanded an apology from a teenage girl in Kansas who criticized him on Twitter, blank himself apologized to her.
Sam Brownback.
Right. After it failed to comply with demands, the Arab League imposed sanctions against blank.
Syria.
Right. Officials in Portland, Oregon say they have no idea what caused a woman's blank to explode, blowing out a window. Yes, and causing $15,000 in damages. This week, a judge in California gave the maximum 4-year sentence to Dr. Conrad Murray for his part in the death of blank.
Michael Jackson.
Yes. This week, it was announced that Sophia and Aiden are the most popular blanks of 2011.
Baby names.
Right. Arrested on drug charges, Colorado Sheriff Patrick J. Sullivan will ironically be sent to the jail that is blank.
Named for him.
Named after him. Yes. When local officials named the local jail the Patrick J. Sullivan Jr. Detention Facility, they did not realize they were actually describing its future use. Carl, did Luke do well enough to win?
He needed 7 correct answers, Peter, but he had just 6 correct answers. So with 16 points, Roxanne Roberts is this week's champion.
Well done. Congratulations.